So we begin with breaking news. Russia's defense ministry saying its forces have now captured the eastern Ukrainian town of Soledar. The strategic town has been the site of fierce battles in recent days between Ukrainian troops and mercenaries from Russia's Wagner Group. Soledar is just 12 kilometers from the regional capital of Bakhmut that Russia has been trying to take now for several months. We have two correspondents on the story. Natasha Butler is in Kyiv. But first, let's talk to Ali Hashem, who's standing by for us in Moscow. So, Ali, what are Russia saying about the latest situation?
Well, Nick, after a few hours of reluctancy, the Russian Defense Ministry announced a few minutes ago that it is now in full control of Soledar, and that with this will give Russia the chance to besiege Bakhmut completely. Now, yesterday there were announcements from the Wagner Group, the mercenary group, that they are in full control of Soledar. They even issued some, published some videos for their fighters walking in the city. However, Russian Kremlin's spokesperson Peskov was also reluctant to go ahead with the announcement, and he said, despite the achievements there, however, it's early to have such an announcement today. And just a few minutes ago, as we said, the defense ministry announced that they are in full control of Soledar, and that in this battle, the use of artillery, air force, and ground forces were all together a big element in this, what they described as an achievement. So this is the picture from Moscow for now. This is going to give the Russian forces maybe a chance to envelop the city of Bakhmut, the strategic city of Bakhmut that they've been fighting for the past few months to get to it. And this is also maybe it heralds the beginning of a new year, because the Russians were during the past few weeks on hold with respect to the military operations. Also, there were many setbacks during the past weeks. So it's very possible that the Russians are going to invest a lot in this announcement.
All right, Ali, we'll leave it there for a moment. Thanks very much, Ali Hashem in Moscow. Let's get the perspective now in Ukraine from Kyiv. Here's Natasha Butler. And Natasha, so what's being said by the Ukrainians about this, what Russians say?
Well, there's been no response yet from the Ukrainians about this claim by Russia's defense ministry that Russian forces have now taken the eastern town of Soledar. No word from the Ukrainians. They'll, of course, be looking at this very closely, treating it with caution. What the Ukrainians have been saying all along and until now is that some of their forces are continuing to resist, hold on to positions. We heard earlier from one Ukrainian unit on the ground saying that it was carrying out a number of counterattacks in Soledar. We know that the Russians have been cautious until now to say that they'd captured the city. They certainly said that they had the upper hand there. The Wagner Russian mercenary group, however, had posted this video online. We heard that from Ali Hashem there in Moscow, showing what it said were some of its fighters in the center of the city. So not a totally clear picture for now. We'll have to wait to see what Kyiv says. What we do know, though, is that there are still civilians in Soledar, still stuck in Soledar, at least 500, including, we're told, 15 children. You can only imagine what a bleak and frightening and dangerous situation it is for them. We know that Ukrainian troops have been trying to evacuate them, but until now it's been simply too risky to do so.
All right, Natasha, thanks for that. And Natasha Butler there in Kyiv.